Go a little bit pratim hind in the halachas of Boirel. As a machlokes, we know we learned that the isur Boirel is to take out psoiles mitoich oichel. It's melacha deiraisa. If you take out the bad out of the good, psoiles mitoich oichel, you're not allowed to take out the bad from the good. What would it be if you want to take out the bad from the good, but you're taking out in the same time a little bit of the good also? So you have psoilus, but when you take out the psoilus, you're not taking psoilus alone, you're taking psoilus together with a shtikel oichel. Some rishonim hold you're allowed to. Some Rishonim hold you're allowed to. If you take out the Oichel, the Pseilis with a little bit Oichel, you're allowed to. And some Rishonim hold you're not allowed to. I want to explain the Machlekes before we go into the Pratim. It's Mamash Negea, every Shabbos, the Shaila. The shit is that hold that you're not allowed to, that you're allowed to hold. You're not allowed to take out Pseilis. Here, while you're taking out the Pseilis mit Oichel, that's Nishken Boiro. It's Vore. The other side says, you're right that you're taking out psoilus with oichel. But what is the melocha of boirel? That you're fixing. You're fixing the food. You're metaken the oichel. When I take out the psoilus, even if I take it out with a little bit oichel, I'm metaken the rest of the oichel. So now lo mehetzachot. The Taz, the Mishneh Brura, bring down, if a person has a fly in a cup of a drink, person has a cup of drink, and a fly falls inside. Zog the Taz, if you want to take out the fly with a spoon, you have to take out the fly with a little bit liquid around the fly. The Mishneh Brura understands, but mainly if you take out this fly with a little bit of the liquid, a little bit of the drink, it's no boir. The Chazanish zog nishtaz. Zog the Chazon Ish, the reason you're allowed to take out the fly out of the cup with a little bit water around them, it's not because, like the Mishneh Brura understand, that every time when I take out the bad and I take a little bit good with the bad, it's not called Boichel. No. This is the Mishneh Brura's avone. That if I take out the bad with a little bit good, I'll say, Nishken Boichel. Say, Nishken Boichel. Zog the Chazon Ish, no, this is not the reason. The reason is, like the Chazon Ish, the fly be'etzem is not mixed. The fly is really not mixed inside the cup of the drink. Dine, I'll give you a mashal, a halacha that all the poskim say. If you have like a, you know, sometimes you have a pickle box. You know, you buy pickles, a big container of pickles, and there's one pickle left swimming inside the water. You're allowed to put your hand inside to take out that pickle, even if you want to eat him another 5 hours. Even though we said Eichel Mitech Psoilus has to be Le'alta. The pickle is not mixed in the water. It's not mixed. He's swimming inside the water. It's not mixed. When you're swimming in a swimming pool, you're mixed inside the water. You're not mixed inside the water. You're inside the water. It's like the fly is swimming in the cup of tea. It's like the Chazon Ish. There's no bayer b'chlal to take out the fly. So why we know you're not allowed to take out the fly? Zog de Chazon Ish, the reason you're allowed to take out the fly, you're not allowed to take out the fly, because there's a little bit liquid in between his feet and his wings. There's a little bit liquid. That liquid is mixed with the fly. And if you take out the fly without no liquid, the liquid that is around him, he's mixed with that liquid. This is the reason the Mishneh Brura says when you take out the fly, you need to take out a little bit liquid. What is the nafkimina? This is my Mishneh Gya, because every time Lamais, it happens in Shabbos, when we find things in salads, I will go all different protein. But I'm wanting to get the lumdas. The Chazon Ish understands that lu yitzuya, what is the echetim to Zagrim Shlomo Zalman? You have 5 flies inside a cup of tea. Bad luck. But it happens. 5 flies inside a cup of tea. Zog the Chazon Ish, You can't take a big spoon. You take a spoon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everyone with a little bit liquid. Because all these 5 flies already are mixed inside the whole cup. It doesn't help that you're taking a little bit liquid out. What the Taz said, you're allowed to take a fly with a little bit on the spoon, is because that fly was one. He's swimming in the cup. But if you have a cup full with bugs, so this is called that the cup is mixed with bugs. It doesn't help that you took out bugs with liquid together. Masha'enk in the Mishnah Berurah holds that every time when you take out the psoilis, the tzir of a little bit liquid, it's mutter. Lefi the Chazanish, what is the eitzer? You have a fly in a cup, vas tutme. So lefi the Mishnah Berurah, you put in a spoon, a little bit drink goes on the spoon, you take out the fly. Lefi the Chazanish, the eitzer is to pour out a big amount. If you take a soup ladle, maybe, and you take out a whole a big shiur, then you're allowed to take it out. So I want to go a little bit duch different chetintzes than a very nagea, you know, especially in Hilchis Beirer, we said that Mishnah Berurah Madgim that is mamish kedvorim hatluim b'seora. I want to go duch chetintzes that are very motzi in every Shabbos, and we'll start to go kaseder. You're eating a salad, a vegetable salad. And, you know, to make the vegetable salad good, you put a little bit of lemon inside. It's time maybe to know Hilchei Shabbos, you know, it's a problem to squeeze lemon in Shabbos. But if you squeeze the lemon into the salad, it's not a problem. Because it's oichel into oichel. So everyone that knows Aloha knows that if you want to put lemon taste in the salad, so you squeeze the lemon into the salad. This is not our shir. This is a seichel dikas shir. The one problem is that a lot of time when you squeeze the lemon into the salad, some pits of the lemon fall into the salad. And then when people eat it, it's not so gishmak. So now you're having a salad, and you see a pit inside. To pull out this pit is boira, chiyuv skile. So what you do? Lefi de Mishnah Berurah, take a spoon, take the pit with a little tomato with a little carrot there, and together you take them out. It's okay. Lefidech hazanish is nish b'seidah. You're not allowed to do that because the pit is mixed in the salad. You have to take a huge spoon to take a big amount, and then you're allowed to do it. Avada, I want to know that even lefidech hazanish, lamazon, you have a huge bowl. Yeah, a huge bowl. A meter, a ganze meter, like a yeshiva pot. And on one side, you see a lemon pit. Avada, you're allowed to go to the second half of the salad and take them out and put them in a different dish and serve it, because they're not mixed together. Only in that area of the pit, it's called mixed together. And it's time to know Alam al Birch is Bail. This is Pashit. A fly fell into a cup. So we said, Lefidah Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to take it out with a spoon. Lefidah Chazanish, you have to take a big amount. Mishnah Zalman Tain is that if there's a lot of flies, then even Lefidah Mishnah Berurah, Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, not to take them out with a spoon, only if you pour a big amount. But I want to say this is klal. A lot of times, you have a lot of flies. We'll see it later in different chetintzes. You have Lama Zagan, a big tea, as a, I don't know how to call them, the Shabbos cat, or as a urn. On top, you know, it was open, and okay, they're dead already, the flies that came in. A lot. The whole top is, you know, they're swimming. Now, a lot of these things, you don't have to come from the top and take the drink. They have a little spell down, and you can open, take a drink. Zagim Shlomo Zalman, there is no problem with Beirah. Because the liquid in the bottom is not mixed to the flies. So then you're allowed to open it and take out the drink. The only problem is, if you come, other we say, what's it more chetims is about what to do? A person is eating chicken. We'll start with fish. We spoke last week about the fish. Now, he has little kids, you know, and we spoke last week, the minig of Klal Yisrael is to eat gefilte fish because they don't want to do boira. But he came to a house, Le'aleinu, that they serve salmon with bones. So the shayla, what to do with boira? Now, he has a little kid, he doesn't want the kid to choke. So what's the talk? You could take out the fish, but a lot of times, you know, you want to serve it. If you take out the fish out of the bone, you know, it's a tuna salad, it's a Nishkin salmon. So you want to pull out the bone, but it's boira. As a chetimtze, you could take the bone with a little bit fish around it. Take your knife, cut like a little piece around the bone, and take it with the bone. Lefi the Mishneh Berurah, it's okay. Lefi the Chazanish, it's not okay. Lefi the Chazanish, we're not speaking now on the chetimtze of Eichel Metech Pseilis. We're speaking now on boira. We said last week that if you take out the Eichel from the Pseilis, it's okay. We're speaking now on Pseilis Metech Eichel. Lefi the Chazanish, you have to cut a big piece of fish if you want to do that. You can't take a little piece. Now, but is the eitzah to do even lefi the chazanish? Is the eitzah to do even lefi the chazanish? If you take out the bone with a little bit of fish on it, and you suck it. So then, this is already Eichel. But the Chazanish said that when you take out a fly with a little bit of liquid, it's not called Eichel. But if you take out a bone with a little bit of fish, and you suck that bone, then lefi the Chazanish it's muta. Now, you have to do it samach la'achile. Let me get into another halacha that Rav Shlomo Zalman was mechadish. You buy chalas. A lot of times on the chalas, the companies want you to know that it's their chalas, and they stick stickers on the chalas. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said to take off that sticker, it's boirer b'shabes. It's not like even peeling. See later, when we get to the sugyas of peeling. It's not even like peeling. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, to take off that sticker in Shabbos, it's boira. Because the place of the sticker is stick to the challah, and it's called like a mix. Klal Yisrael will mekabel this psak from Shlomo Zalman. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, so what is the eitzah? To cut it off with a little bit piece of challah. This is mutar even lefi the chazanish. Why? The sticker is only mixed to the place that he stuck. You can't say that when I see the challah, I see challah with stickers. See a challah with a little sticker. The place that the sticker is stuck to the challah, there is the mix. This halacha could be negeh a lot of times in a cake. You have a cake. A lot of times the way they make the cakes today, they put inside the tin of the where they bake it. They call it a paper baking epis. A paper baking paper. Now, a lot of times, the chetim says like this: you take out the cake out of the pan with that paper. You could peel off that paper. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, it's not like the sticker and the challah. Because it's not a mixed bichlal. Even that when you take it off, a lot of pieces of the cake will be stuck to that paper. There's no mix here. Come on. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, the challah is stuck taka, the sticker is stuck to the challah. So in that place is a mix. But we will be in Afkimina. A lot of times, after you took off that paper, some places the paper doesn't go off good, and like little pieces of the paper are sticking in different areas of the cake. Dear Zayn Beira, start to pull it off. People don't know it. You have to serve a cake. You go and they tell you to take it off. You take out the paper, and four places you missed. You know, you didn't pull it strong enough, and it got stuck. If you start to peel off these pieces of paper, Pashut Achiyuv Skila. People are Rasha Deiraisa. The eitzah is to take it off with a little bit shtickle of cake. Let me get a little bit weiter. We'll start with two chitimtzes. A person has an apple. A part of the apple is rotten. We'll start more. What is more chitimtzadik? You have a banana. A lot of times the banana, some places is fakvetch, not so gishmak. But you want to eat the banana, right? So sometimes you could eat and just leave it over. Not every time it's lemaisedik. Sometimes before you eat, you want to take a knife and just to take off the kvetch to get place to eat. So, not every time the kvetch. So I want to make the dalochas. It's divided into three chetimtzes. Chetimtze aleph is that the place that is rotten, it's real rotten. The banana, I'm not so sure if it's a chetimtze so much. The apples, that you mamish can't eat it. Then it's mamish like a psoilus deiraisa. Sometimes you could eat a bit, but nishta zei b'shasat chak. And sometimes you could eat it, just not so gishmak. So it's three madreges. Eino roi leachil leklal, roi b'shasat chak, and like a banana kvetch that is roi in ganzen, just, you know, pasnished. Now, the halach is like this. If it's number one and two, meaning to say, if it's mamish not eatable, or even eatable b'shas atchak, and you take a knife, and you get an apple, right? And in one place, it's a little bit rotten. And you take the knife, and you cut around that little place. This is boirer deiraisa. If it's a little bit eatable, the rabbana, what is the eitzah? To cut it around with a little bit of apple around it. Lefi the Mishnah Berurah helps, lefi the Chazanish doesn't help. Lefi the Chazanish, the only way to do is to cut it off with a big piece. Only if you cut it off with a big piece, then you're allowed to do it, lefi the Chazanish. This halacha is not only an apple. I'll tell you where it happens very much. It happens, lama zogin, in a chocolate cake. You have a chocolate cake, it got burned in the bottom. They tell you to go to serve a chocolate cake, it's burned in the bottom. Again, sometimes it's burned that you could eat it, it's not so gishmak, and that we're not talking. Sometimes it's mamish burned that you can't eat it. So it's very easy, you go to the kitchen, you take a knife, you cut off the burn, and you serve the cake. This we call boiro. This is called boiro. The eitzah is, again, to take it off with the Mishnah Berurah with a little bit. On the marshal today, you know, the American fish, the gefilte fish, it comes like, you know, big pieces, and you cook it together. A lot of time, if you leave it in the pot that it gets cooked, the edges get burned a little bit. You know, meaning about the Vatim Chshuvim, you can't serve it like that. So you come with a knife, and you want to take it off. This again, if it's roi l'achila, just a little bit, not gishmak, say it. So then it's not really boira. But if it's not roi l'achila, then it's a shayla from boira. Yet, if you don't Mishnah Berurah, the eitzah is. So the nefkemina is, alamot, b'shas atchak, the velt is femech on the Mishnah Berurah. But like at chila, before Shabbos, if you see these things happen, not to say, okay, in Shabbos I will take off the bad pieces before I serve it to my guest. Just before Shabbos to take care of it. Now, is a bigger echetimtza. Guests are coming for Shabbos. You want to serve a dish full with apples. You put a nice dish full of apples. And a second before you go to serve it, you see one of the apples, a big rotten. So we'll start. Sometimes you see a whole apple is rotten. This is what we spoke really last week. In apples, it doesn't happen so much. But you're serving nuts, and you see two black burr nuts. Take out these two black burr nuts. This is Beira. The Shaila is, what would be if you see an apple that half of the apple is not rotten and half of the apple is rotten? Pasnish to serve such a thing to the guest. So if you pick up that apple and you bite into the part that is okay, so then you took out Eichel. The shaila, what would be if you take it out? Because it's two chetimtzes. I want to start with the easy one and then to the hard one. You're taking it out, not because you passed nish to serve it to the guests. You're taking it out because you're scared if it will stay in the basket with all the apples, you know, rotten catches up. Emotion. You go into the kitchen, you have a basket full of apples, no guests about. The guests are coming tomorrow. And you see one apple is rotten. So you take it out tomorrow. You're not rushing to take it now. The reason you want to take it out now is because you're scared the rotten will spread around. So lefi the Mishnah Berurah, for sure it's mutter. Because I'm taking out psoilis plus oichel. Lefi the Chazon Ish, lechura it's also. So Mizalman said lefi everyone it's mutter here. Because lemaise, apple is an apple. Then the Chazon Ish said it's called and I'm taking out a fly. Here it's a good apple. Some of it is rotten. The shayla is, what it be if you take it out because you have guests and you don't want to serve such an apple? Dear Reb Shmuel Auerbach holds that lefi the Chazon Ish you're not allowed to take out this apple. Because, again, lefi the Chazon Ish we look on it that it's disturbing all of the apples and you're taking it out with a little bit of food, it doesn't help. Now, the same thing you have, a lot of times, you have leaves. So again, Pesach, you have moroi, or you have salads made from leaves. Now, I'm not talking on a chetimtze, this week, we'll speak about an ander mol. There's two ways. You buy leaves, what we call moroi. Now, you could buy them in two ways they sell them. One, you could buy a whole one. Now, normally when you buy a whole one, the outside leaves, the first ones are very schwach. Sometimes all of them are rotten, part of them are rotten. Then it's not such a problem to peel it. We'll get later to the halacha of peeling. Why is the heter to do it? I'm speaking lemoshel. You also could buy today these bags with cut, chopped leaves. Salad of leaves. You open them. Two or three are bad leaves. More. These leaves, you're not allowed to take the bad ones out. Because this is psalus. Now, there's one more halacha that is very important to know, that this is pashut. What would be if a person has lamazogim, five flies in a cup of tea, and he takes out only one fly? He's either bayir or not. Some lomdim had a tzad to say that he's not either bayir. The whole idea of Barer is that he fixed the food. He didn't fix the food. In Yerushalmi state, that he are over. I was misupik once. I mean, it's Mistami also over. What would be if you have Lamazogan salad and you have a piece of dirt? And you took out a half of the piece of dirt. Then the dirt himself stayed. Here, for sure, when you take out one fly, Lemaisi, you did Barer. But mistaba that even if you take a half of the bird, it's also bird. Okay, this is the leichte chelik. Lam again to a zweite chelik. Now this is a bit harder, but again, this is the yisaitis of bird. We know that you're not allowed to take the dirt out of the food. We spoke last week, to take out the food, you're allowed to. We said in the fish, if you have bones, you're allowed to take out the food. You have a cup of with flies, you're allowed to put a straw and drink the drink. The only problem is to take out the bat. Now, is the halacha like this? We'll start from the sugya, and we'll learn this halacha good. You have a barrel full of wine. Chavis yayin. In the bottom of the wine are shmorim. Different pieces that are left in the bottle, you can't drink them. And the top is the wine. Right, this is the way of a big barrel of wine. Now, a person takes this barrel of wine and he pours out the wine and the shmorim stay inside the bottle. Oh, we'll take it soon. We'll see in Echatimtzi, you have a cup of water with a fly. You know you're not allowed to take out the fly. So it's a big eight. So you know you pour out the water slowly, slowly, and the fly stays inside. Then you take another cup. Amazon, you learn today, sure. I'm Mahmoud, I'm not Mishnah Berurah, I'm Chazon Ish. I will start to take out the flies with a cup, with a spoon. So what I will do, I will take a different cup, and I will start to pour slowly, slowly the drink, and I will leave the fly. And the shaila is, when you do such a thing, it's called that you took out the food out of the fly, or you took out the fly out of the food. Then you have a cup with a fly. You have a cup with a fly. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says you take a spoon and you take out the fly. You don't want, you want to chesh the chazanish, you have to take a big amount. So when you want to drink it, so what you do, you take a cup and you start to pour slowly, slowly, and carefully that the bug will not come out. So we'll start in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, if you have a chovis of wine and you have shmorim, the Gemara says, the top part of the chovis of wine, the top of the barrel, that the shmorim are not mixed inside, it's no beira, we said before. This is not called beira, it's no mix. They're still laying in the bottom. Das macht nicht kein beira. Like we said before, if the flies are on top and you're coming to the bottom, it's okay. Or for example, even if you have flies, you're allowed to push them into the side and to go to take out the wine. Because Kolzman, you don't take them out of the tarovis. If you have a chovis full of bugs, especially in the wine, you know, the little bugs come on top, you're allowed to push them. Without moitzi them, we said, b'tocha tarovis, you're allowed to mix b'tocha tarovis, we said. You move them to the side. Lemoshel, you have a cup with a fly, and you want to put a straw to drink. You're allowed to blow the fly to the sides, in the cup, and to take out the liquid. Now, the Gemara says, oh, but when you finish, when you come to the bottom of the chovis of the wine, and you have wine with shmorim mixed together, state in the Gemara, you're not allowed to take out the wine from the shmorim. Again, we have a chovis of wine, the top wine disappears, we're coming to the bottom layer, there we have shmorim with wine together. State in the Gemara, you're not allowed to take out the wine from the shmorim. The Mishneh Berurah and the Mogen Avraham understand why I'm not allowed to take out the wine. It's Oichel Mitoch Pseilus. They learn, we're talking that I'm pouring out the wine and I'm planning to eat it tomorrow. So even that it's Oichel Mitoch Pseilus, but it's not La'alta. Even that I'm taking out the wine out of the Shmorim, it's Oichel Mitoch Pseilus, but it's not La'alta. If it's not La'alta, you're not allowed to. The Heter is only La'alta. Or if you're doing it bekeli, le'umas dem shulchano harab, the Greece, he learns no. While I'm holding the chovis in my hand and I'm pouring out the wine, it's ke'ilu, I took out the shmorim. So le'mais, le'alochet, lefi de Mishneh Berurah. If I have a cup with a fly, I'm allowed to take it out with a spoon, or I'm allowed to pour out the drink and leave the fly inside the cup. Lefina Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you're not allowed to do that. This is Beira. Because by you hold, it's, why? It's Ke'ilu, you're holding on to the Psylus. You're pulling the Psylus out. I think this is klo. If this is klo, we could start to speak what is negea every Shabbos. I know not every Shabbos we have flies, but we have almost flies every Shabbos. People like to drink tea on Shabbos. Right? They have, soon we'll speak about doing the tea with a tea bag on Shabbos. But most people don't do, most klal Yisrael don't use tea bags on Shabbos. This is most clearly so. I heard in the plaza they use, I know. But, well, we'll get to it. But most places they don't use tea bags in Shabbos. We'll get to it in a second. So what they do, they have like a little box, as I, like it looks like a little kettle. Different shapes it comes. And they have different scents. They put scents before Shabbos, just for sure the classy places. Now, they have little pieces of tea, little leaves of tea. They put hot water before Shabbos, it soaks together, and it makes like a sense, strong sense. That tea sense that you have, you pour a little bit in to the cup, and then you add water. For sure, if it's cold and the water that you have is hot, so people put that little bottle on top of the kettle and the urn, that will be. Okay, I'm not going out long as I'm without this problem. Now you want to use that sense to make a cup of tea in Shabbos. Gesundheit. The problem is that there are little pieces there inside that people don't like to get them inside a cup of tea. So what people do? They pour very gently the sense inside. Hopefully the pieces will stay inside. Lefi the Mishnah Berurah you're allowed to. Lefi the Shulchan Aruch Harav you're not allowed to. Again, if that sense dish is full with tea, with sense, and the leaves are only laying at the bottom, and that we're not talking about. We're talking that there's not a lot left, and your mamash, you know, you see these people are standing like, you know, just be sure they don't want to get it full with little pieces. Lefi the Shulchan Aruch Harav it's also. Lefi the Mishnah Berurah it's mutar. Okay? Klal Yisrael firtzach Mishnah Berurah dik. The problem is, becomes a bit bigger. A lot of these scents bottles, dishes, come with a little sifter on the top. That when you pour it out, the little pieces will not come out. We're speaking in yeshivish people who have ones without, you know, little drainer, I don't know how you call it. A filter. But you know, the good ones come with like a little filter, like a little pipe, and you pour from that and the little pieces don't come out anyway. And now the shaila is if you're allowed to use it in Shabbos or not. Why, even that we said we hold like the Mishnah Berurah, that it's called Oichel Mitach Psoilis. Aber Bekeli, we said Ayol, Oichel, Beyad Le'altar. Remember this is how a simon was. The three tenoim, Oichel, Mitach Psoilis and not Fakel, Beyad and not Bekeli, and Le'altar. Ayol Meshulash, Meshulash three, this is the simon to remember, we said Alamol. Ayol Meshulash, Oichel, Mitach Psoilis, Beyad Le'altar. Ayol Meshulash. So, you're right. Lamezog like the Mishnah Berurah. That when I pour out the scents, I look at it like I'm taking out the food out of the dirt and not the dirt out of the food. Oh, but you're not allowed to do it, Kaylee. A lot of people hold that it's mamish also to do it, zachshash melocha deiraisa. The Chazanish was matirit. There's a sefer Taim in the Krof from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Sefer Taim of the Kro is one page, 10 things that his mother told him that they did in the Chazanish's house. His mother was a sister, Chazanish. His mother told him. One of the things he brings down that in the Chazanish's house, they had a little sense. They didn't use tea bags in Shabbos, but they made sense before Shabbos, and they had a little filter in the edge. And they never checked if the water and the sense is on high and the pits are on the bottom or not. They were used at Alamol. It's like about in Yerushalayim, Shlomo Zalman and Bas Midrash holds the shaila from Deiraisa. Shlomo Zalman wanted in the Yashiv the Chazanish that maybe we said that Le'alter is not Derech Breira, right? It's Derech Achille. A kli that people never use for sifting. A sifter you use to make flour, some people sift it for a couple days, for a couple weeks. But this little thing that people only use for pouring into the cup, so it doesn't have a shem keli. So Megeh, a lot of times they have in places, in fancy places, when they serve you a salad, they give you a special spoon that has holes to make the liquid not to chop up. So this is also a spoon, a fork is not derech breire. Here it's mamish derech breire. Some people wanted to say that if you're the chazanish, you're allowed to use them because it's not oimet. The Ma'aseh of Shlomo Zalman said not to use them in Shabbos. Now, lama gein weiter in a minute, and this is a timtze. A person has soup in Shabbos. He doesn't want to serve the vegetables and the chicken. He wants them for tomorrow. Or he doesn't like them. He wants to serve liquid soup. So for sure he's allowed to take a ladle to put it inside and to take soup. And again, if the soup is a big soup pot and the food is on the bottom, It's no beira. When we're speaking, a lot of times the matzav and the soup is already, it was a lot of guests, and we're holding the bottom of the pot of the soup, and there the water is mixed with the vegetables and the gargles. It's all mixed together there. Now you need only liquid. So you could take the pot of the soup, tip it to the side, and again the liquid runs out. Lefi de mishne bura et muta, lefi shulchan aruch harav et zos. We said, klal yisrael firtzach mishne bura. But there's a lot of eitzes that a lot of people do. What do? They take the cover, they put it near the top of the pot, and you turn over, and then the liquid runs out, and everything stays stuck inside. Klal? You take, instead of tipping it over, having a chash, or some vegetable will manage to jump into the plate, you take the cover, you take a pot, you take the cover, you open it like a little, a half an inch, a half a millimeter, and then you pour the soup, and all the liquid pours out, and the soup stays stuck inside the pot. Reb Moshe Feinstein and Reb Eliashiv hold that it's also to do it in Shabbos. It's Boirer Bekeli. This is Boirer Bekeli. So even though you're taking out the Oichel, but it's Boirer Bekeli. If he uses his hands to take the liquid out, it's very hard. To take out the vegetables, I don't know. I actually stopped because he's asking what it would be if he wants, if he has the soup instead of the cover to put your hands and then the liquid goes through. Shall the guests will eat it. But say that. That's another shayla. Now, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had another shayla. Again, you go into the soup. This is very negeh because a lot of people don't know this. Again, you have guests, you want to serve soup. Liquid, you know, you can't put vegetable. You want to serve soup. But you come to the bottom of the soup, you know, it's full, you know, it's because you don't want soup. You take the ladle, as a, and you start to push them to the sides, you know, you manage to put it down. And then, like, you go to the side of the dish, and you put it very close to the side, so only the liquid zooms inside. Like from the side, the liquid starts to pour in. Shlomo Zalman holds that could be this is Boirer Bekeli. The heter of a spoon is, I take out with a spoon, this is Derech Achila. This is really not Derech Achila. And he had a tzad that even if you want, Shlomo Zalman was very machmer. Let me gain a shtickel weiter. Some people mentioned that some people use tea bags in Shabbos. So let me ask you something. To take a tea bag and to put it in a tea, first is a shayla of mevashel. You mevashel the leaves. So to put it in a kli rishon and a kli sheni, it's also. It's kale abishul, it's also. I know. You're not allowed to put it in the cup of tea that you took out of the urn, and not even in the cup of tea that you poured out from there. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The first cup you're not allowed to. The second cup, it's a klishlishi. Iru klisheni, klishlishi. But in a klishlishi, some people are matir. V'yeshlim al mal yismach. Or we'll talk when the water is already not yad saledas. Then if you're everyone, you're allowed to do it. So these people that do tea with tea bags, or the people that don't do, but when it's not hot, they do. And the iced tea, they do it. Now we have to clear vos mit boirer. You have a bag with little leaves. Here, Baruch Hashem, the little leaves are not swimming inside. They're caught in this big net. You pick up the net, you boirer them. You put them in it, you boirer them, right? You take them up or not. It's boirer or it's not boirer. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said like this. So you're allowed to use a tea bag. We said, other bikli shlishi, other in cold water. Now, there's two problems here. To take it out, what are the problems to take it out? Zohar B'Shem Zalman like this. I want them out. The leaves is no boirer what you're taking out the leaves out of the cup of tea. Why is no boirer? Why it's not boirer? Because the leaves were never mixed in the cup of tea. They were swimming. It's like we said, like it's one pickle and a whole jar of pickles. An empty jar of pickles and you take out one pickle. They're not mixed. What is mixed? The little bit liquid that is inside the tea bag, he's mixed inside the tea bag, and when you're taking him out, he starts to drip out. Kolzman is inside the cup, and it comes in and out, this is not considered boyer. When it's inside the cup, you're allowed to go up and down, inside the cup. But when you want to take it out of the cup, it's a psikration that some things will drip. So Bshlom Zalman says, lekatchile, not to pull it out, to take it out with a spoon, with a little bit of liquid around it. Here, even if it has an ishat smutter, because it was never mixed in the cup. Bshlom Zalman said, amol, you have like 10 tea bags in the cup. You try to make sense. Then it's a problem to take them out even with a spoon, because the whole liquid is mixed with the bags. Lamazan, you have like a sense, you put a lot of bags inside. But when you have one, to take him out, be'etzim, it's not a problem, it's only because the drips that will drip in. To take it out with a spoon. Go by. There's another halach in Shulchan Aruch. Water that has little dirt inside. Kisnin. Water that is not pure. Little bits and pieces inside the water. Little bits and pieces inside the water. Most people could drink this water. Most people. Is no boirer to take out that little pieces from the water. Dainu, a fly, I think most people don't drink a cup of tea if there's a fly inside. Most normal people, this is the reason it's boirer. Most people, if they see a pit of lemon inside a salad, they take him out. But sometimes there are little pieces of dirt inside the wine. Lemoshul, I'll give you the example, orange juice. That has little bits of oranges. And you know how your little kid wants to have it without the bits. You're allowed to take them out. Most people drink them with the bits. You have water, has little dirts. You're allowed to take them out, even with a keli, even with a filter. There's no boira. Because it's roi to drink like this, it's not boira. What would be if a person is an istinis? And he could never drink it, he's not allowed to take it out. That's the halacha. So a person, you're allowed to take out his little pieces, but an istinis is not allowed to take it out. It's a machlekes, but a ma'isa is a pasuk in the biur halacha. It's a machlekes, but a pasuk in the biur halacha. Now the question comes in Eretz Yisrael. You know, the Americans come to Eretz Yisrael and they don't like to drink the Israeli water. They have dimyonis that are things in the Israeli water. I'm saying these are the words of Shlomo Zalman told me. Shlomo Zalman is teref. He says it, it's Azeidos. But I'll tell you, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me Siyata Dishmaya this week to see if Shlomo Zalman is right. But in a second. Now, these Americans, they don't drink the water. I can't, you know, if they drink that, they become sick even. It's in cup, yeah. Rabbi Eliashiv holds you're not allowed to. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me, you're allowed to put the water, they have these pitchers, how they call them, you're allowed to use it in Shabbos. He told me, I state in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're Easternist, you're not allowed to. He says, you're not allowed to make boir if there's pieces there. There's no pieces inside the water. Well, they think there are pieces inside? Dimyonis. This is Torah. This is Torah. You take out the filter and it's dirt. It says everything is like that. Das heißt ich kann boil. Das heißt ich kann boil. I want to tell you a maise. This week came a choshev yid. Rabbi Mechaber Ashirim came to yeshiva. One of the reiche families in America. The kids are at lunchtime, he came home to visit. I sat with him in the apartment. I asked if he ate today. He said, no, I told him, we're having food, and I'll take you out. Choshev food here. The kids, so I gave him the rice from Yeshiva, and I gave him a piece of chicken, I think it was Yom Shlishi. He ate, he told me he wants more. He finished the plate, he wants more. He told me, such a good restaurant. Mamash Givalda told me he never tasted such good food. Okay. Food from the table. Told me, I'm very thirsty. You have anything to drink? So I got it, because I don't know water from the sink. I never drink. I'm tired, I'll get sick. Kids, we looked around, there was no water. He said, you know what? I'm so thirsty, give me water from the sink. The talent says, everyone could drink it. Everyone could drink it. You just have to be a little bit more thirsty. So I said, punk this week, that's Yata Dishmaya I had. And I'm telling you, this is the Mitzias. Not only that, you know, you go, when you put it in soup, it's good. And they put it in different things, you don't know what it... You put it in different things, it's good. As Rabbi Yashiv holds that it's us. When the second one, as a shy attacker, no one has a choy if a person that drinks is allowed to do it to a person that doesn't drink. And by me, it's not psalmist. By everybody, yeah? I'm allowed to do it to him or not. So you have two roommates, one normal, one with dimyonis. So the shayla is, if you're allowed to do it, the place, actually, I think, you're allowed to, because Rabbi Shlomo Zalman told me, I was misupik if I take and remembered it good, because I looked in the place him, I called the Shmir Shabbos today, and he told me, for sure, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, dimyonis. What I mean, dimyonis. I mean to say, boirer, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman explained, has to be one from each other. If in a normal eye, it's not a brere, it's not a called a maise brere. Maise brere has to be, I think Shazama didn't know. Shazama was the last one that didn't know what was happening in the world. Yeah, he knew better from all the professors. They came to learn by him how. Now, there's a big tumult, that this alone is our tumult. I just want to mo'ayr to you this tumult. Some people tiny against the Haredim. The frum people in America and else soil, in Pesach, they put special, before Pesach. Start in America. A lot of people in America, in Eretz Yisrael, they have on their sink, on their faucet, right? They have like a little, filter. A lot of houses in America have filters. How are you allowed to use the water in Shabbos? The Teretz is. Because Be'etzim, I will drink it without it also. A person attacker can't drink without filters. He's not allowed to use it if he holds like a B'liashiv. Which is not really allowed to. But in Pesach, everyone puts. Even the frumbos, you know, you put a special one on the sink. Say it. For Chalamor, it's very good. For Shabbos and Yontef, how you open it? It's Beira. Why you put it on? Just in case the chometz will come out. And the tzad of the chometz will come out, you're not allowed to drink it. It's like a fly. If you see chometz inside, you drink it Pesach? For sure not. So you're not allowed to Beira. So be Malav Shach. If chometz is not planning to come out, you sink, so why are you putting it? And if chametz is planning to come out, so first you either skill it, then you're not drinking chorus. Maybe it's better to drink chorus. Not only that, if you drink the crumb, it's chotzi shil from chorus. But if you sift it, you boil the rice. Bekeli. You boil bekeli. And God's klal Yisrael puts it on. It's not... So the place can bring it down, and they say, you know why you're allowed to put it down? Because the answer, no one holds that it's a real problem. They will drink the water even if it's not filtered in Sukkah, in Pesach. Like a tchela, they like to filter it. But they themselves don't believe that you really have to do it. As they state in the Achroinim. So this is the heter, but it's a mat nazach, so why we do it? Stam? We do it because we have a tzad and it's chometz. So what is, again, so the heter in Shabbos that we have filters on, because be'etzim we could drink the water without filter. But in Pesach, on the tzad to be chometz. Now I want to ask, Moshe Zalman explain, so if we say that all of these things are allowed to be boiled, so what was the whole story with the soup? He doesn't want the gargle to go in, and that, but the end, if it goes in, he will serve it. Dear, the gargle and the carrot are some are choshev ezach. It's a choshev ezach. Don't say just can boil. I'll give you the example. A lot of times you have in a soup all different little black little pieces. They're not bugs. They come from the chicken, It's not so geschmack to serve it. You know, you have guests. And this is going these you're allowed to bore out. Because be'etzem, if people get them, everyone eats them. No one stops to eat. Someone is a very big istanis. But most normal people eat soup with little extra little dirts. That, I'm saying, inside dirts. These attack and not bore. Because these people will eat without. Again, enough. Very be careful. No one has to show them come in at us. I'm ending in one mazach. Sometimes they serve you a cold drink with a pitcher. Some pitchers don't have a top. These pitchers, then you have a problem with the flies that come in. The pitchers that have a top normally have, they don't have a filter, they have like three teeth. Why they have three teeth? To stop the ice cubes to fall out. The shaila is, they gave you a pitcher with ice cubes inside. You're allowed to pour yourself a drink or not? You're allowed to serve yourself a drink or not? So, it could be, some people say, if you want the ice cubes to come, gather they don't fall out. But I don't know, the person that puts it inside, maybe he doesn't want them to fall. He wants them to keep the drink cold. The shaila is, you're allowed to take it out or not? So, it's two zachen we have to clear. First, we have to clear, if it's, lemaisa, I'm taking out the drink. Lefidim ishtabura, it's oichel mitech pseilis. Lefidim shachanoch harav, the cube stay inside, it's pseilis mitech oichel. Lefidim ishtabura, it's oichel mitech pseilis. But the problem is that it's a keli. It's a keli shemiyuchel lekach. Lefidim chazanish, it's mutter, it's like that sense dish. But we said that we machni. So the Shmir Shabbos told me that you're allowed to do it. He told me the drink is not mixed with the ice cubes. It's like the pickle in the dish. They're not mixed. They're standing separate. There's no maise breyer in it. So no, it's a Shabbos in time, and sometimes the ice cubes already become very small. Then imamish can't find them. But a second before they melt. When they're very small, they melt. But there's an in-between big and melting is a middle size. No, it's not a meise breire b'chlal. Again, the meise, it's like to be makel because be'etzem it's oichel mitech pseilis and the chazanish said that it's not a keli. The Shmir Shabbos said that it's not mixed. The mele, I think, b'tzir of all of the zachen, you could be makel to drink this cold drink. What?